The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Are we hurt? Have we been wounded in the faith and in life? It could result in tougher times if we allow it. Wow. Also, we're going to review the biggest problem with political leaders. And later on in the show, Dr. John Pafford joins us to talk about Chester Arthur, the accidental president.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavily talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing politics. And yep, we're going to be dealing with politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. Just radio, that's it, just radio. Not Mad Magazine, not a television show, not internet, not just a podcast, it's radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, this segment brought to you by our good doctor friend, Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. Brown is the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center. If you have a snap, crackle, pop going on in your life right now, get in touch with Dr. B. Dr. Brandon Brown, drbrandonbrown.com, drbrandonbrown.com. All right, couple things we got to cover. We have an interview today that hopefully will go well with Dr. John Pafford. He is the author of a new book about Chester Arthur. If you don't know who Chester Arthur is, this is a history lesson, 21st president of the United States, okay? Called The Accidental President. We're going to talk about that, some fascinating material. But first, let's talk about what day it is. Do you know what day it is? Today is 23rd. Yeah.
I don't remember if I know.
It's Checkers Day, but let me Checkers as in dogs in politics. This is the day that's celebrated when Checkers, Richard Nixon's dog, became well known to the public as a dog in politics. Now everybody in politics is a dog, so it's not that big a deal. But back then, it was, you know, Checkers. All I can think of when I think of Checkers, I'm from Detroit, Checkers Barbecue. The Checkers Barbecue used to deliver before delivery was popular. See, right along there with the Little Caesars and the Domino's. Checkers Barbecue, slab of ribs. Oh, I don't want to tell you how Friday and Saturday night was, but was that just awesome or what? Yes, it was back in the day. Let's start off with a trivia question. We'll get into our teaching. At 2:30, we do have what we were hoping is the interview, so we want to do the trivia a little bit earlier, keeping this simple. I do want to give a shout out because I did get a letter, by the way, from Sally Kirkwood. Sally Kirkwood had reached back out to me, sent a letter, and I'm going to try and make sure that my wife and I respond to her in letter. But she asked a really good question. She said, why do people dislike the Jewish people so much? And the real answer to that, before you get into too deep a theology, is because they're God's chosen people, the ones he selected, and the other people weren't. That's it's kind of like a jealousy situation. But let's go into our first trivia question. How many wives, careful, how many wives did Solomon have? Not how many concubines. How many wives did Solomon have? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Want to talk about something that is intense. First, let's briefly talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Wow. 3-0. Looking pretty good, if you ask me. I mean, come on. And Houston pulled off a big win. I thought they did a good job. And even the Lions won against the Eagles. I kind of thought Jesus was coming back at the end of the day.
When the Eagles lose, it's always a good thing.
I mean, it was like the apocalypse for all of these footballs. I was like, wow, what's going on? But then again, my Michigan Wolverines, they did so fantastic. They only lost by 21 points. Okay, I'm moving on. Here's something you might not be aware of. Ready? Have you ever been hurt in life? Oh, well, I have. If I were a betting man, I'm not a betting man, but if I were a betting man, okay, well, I'm not much of a betting man, but if I were, I would bet that everybody who's listening to my voice has been hurt in some capacity in life, that either through relationship, through job, through something that took place. Usually it involves people more than circumstance. There was some wounding, but then situations can be cruel, right? And you think, oh, yeah, everybody's been hurt. Yeah, but here's something that I came across that I didn't think much of till I gave it a little extra thought, and that's coming out of Exodus. Chapter 6, verse 9 says this: So Moses spoke thus to the sons of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses on account of their despondency and cruel bondage. Moses spoke thus to the sons of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses on account of their despondency and cruel bondage. Moses was talking. He was, in fact, a vessel of the Most High God, but the people weren't listening because the people were in anguish and in slavery. There was also a sense of impatience in the people, but that's just in the general text, just in the context. The point is, sometimes we can get hurt and allow that hurt to go to such a place that these little shields go over our little holes in our ears and we shut down listening. We shut down the capacity to hear. Hearing is essentially, let me just make this difference, and people will argue this all day long. Just pick one, it doesn't matter. But hearing essentially is receiving sound decimals. Listening is making sense of those sound decimals. People hear, but they don't always listen. And in our situations, our feelings and our situations can cut off our ability to hear. If you're a Christian and you've gone through some tough times, and it could be spiritual warfare. It could be a result of sin that you're active in. It could be a multitude of things that are going on. But we cut our hearing off. And that becomes detrimental to our walk and to our faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And when we cut off our listening to the Lord, we cut off this ability for the Lord to comfort us, guide us, encourage us, fill us full of hope, fill us full of strength. Sometimes our bitterness can so enthrall us that we don't get anywhere out of the little ball that we're in. Now you're thinking, well, that's kind of extreme. No, I don't really think it is. I think people get hurt and they get so bitter and they carry that bitterness with them. And then if somebody says something that could speak to it, depending on where their bitterness is, they won't receive it at all. Have you ever said something to somebody and you know it was really good advice, but you could just tell they're not receiving this? They're not listening to what I'm saying. Sometimes that clog is that bitterness that they're in. And they get entangled in the bitterness. I just want to encourage everybody. I mean, you're listening to a radio show. By goodness, you're listening or you're hearing no matter what. But don't get so caught off guard. Don't get so angered at your situation, bitter about people that have hurt you, that you can't hear things that can help you. I mean, if I'm a guy and I'm in a forest and I need to get some direction, cutting off hearing doesn't sound like a good idea. Sounds like I'm going to keep being lost in the forest for a while. And I encourage you, I plead with you, if I'm allowed to do that, to say to you that you don't want to get so caught and so hurt, and you don't want to get so caught up that you are unable to listen to what is being said, unable to get direction, unable to get comfort, unable to get encouragement. You know, there are times when I will pray, and the Bible says, be still and know that I am the Lord, in Psalm 46:10. And it's like this idea of being quiet before the Lord and knowing he's God. Well, it's almost like you shut all that stuff down when you're bitter. And you're just like, let me get through it. Let me get through it. And there's the Lord trying to walk you through it. You know, we go through, the Bible talks about going through waters that go up to our neck. Sometimes when we're going through those processes and we're going through waters that go up to our neck, then we take our head and we duck it in the water. And it's like, okay, get your head out of the water. Okay, get the fish out of your mouth and let's go forward. And some people, that bitterness, it holds them back. And they keep looking back and they say to the Lord, if only... I know you've done that. I was talking to my brother about this the other day. If only God would have done this. Congratulations on telling God how he should have been God. That's awesome that you have figured that out. But the reality is, if you go around saying, if only, you're bitter about your past. Let it go, man. This one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind me and pressing forward to the things which are before me. I press toward the calling, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's like, go forward. Step it forward. Children of Israel on the brink, right there at the water. Here's the army of Egypt coming right behind them. Guess what they had to do? Step in the water. Go forward. Then the Lord split it. Then they went through on dry land. Sometimes our bitterness shuts our hearing down. If you're one of those people, you don't have to make a big production out of it. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be some big thing you got to put on the internet. Go before the Lord in your time of prayer and just say, "Hey, open my ears. Help me to hear you. Let me not be so bitter that I can't hear." Well, that's a good idea. That's a good thing, not a bad thing, right? All right, we'll come back. Still the trivia question, how many wives did Solomon have? We'll get to that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's
going
to help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turn. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. so I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay, let me pray with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family, and we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Sometimes
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Seems like I'm only on the YouTube stuff doing the expository teaching of late, just to let you know. Although on Facebook, we put a new, it's not a bumper sticker, it's what's going to go on the back of my car. So it's 12 inches by 36 inches, and it's going on the back of my car, and it's a I dare you to listen kind of thing. See if that one gets through. This segment brought to you by our good friends at the Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful
Here's the bottom line. Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. And so sometimes people need help navigating through the bizarre Medicare system for zero cost, no obligation, no cost. How much no cost? How much zero? You can get in touch with the Benefit Link and they can help you navigate to see if there is more entitlements that you have in Medicare. No cost whatsoever. They don't charge any people in this process. Corporations, that's different. 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT, BENEFIT, or thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind, which is why we play that song in the very beginning. There you go. Our trivia question that we have asked, how many wives did Solomon have? I can tell you this, that it is found in the book of 1 Kings. I can't tell you more than that. If I tell you what chapter it is, then it makes it so easy. It's in within the first 15 chapters of 1 Kings. You only got to read 15 chapters and you got 42 minutes to do it. You can do it. How many wives did Solomon have? Try to avoid as best you can using like a Google, because then you don't really research it. It's not as cool. Let's see. So we got that going on. That's the question there. How many wives did Solomon have? 972-445-0770. As I had mentioned before, if all goes well, Dr. John Pafford will be with us in about 10 or 15 minutes. In the meantime, I want to talk to you about the common problem in leadership and government. So here is pretty much what I figured out, and you can agree or disagree. And by the way, you are not less my brother or less my sister if you have a different political affiliation or if you think in kind of a different capacity, nor are you less my brother or sister if you have a different eschaton, nor are you my brother or sister if you have a different approach on the ecclesiastical elements. I have no problem with that. Soteriology is a much more bigger issue. Salvation through Christ and Christ alone. That's a much more bigger element. Obviously, you know, we want to have a unification in the things that are essential. We want to have a certain sense of allowance in things that are non-essential. And in all things, we want to have charity. You want to have love. I mean, that's just a great way to walk and a great way to think and a great way to live. Not a problem. I'm watching the news, and most of you have watched the news to some capacity. People like Wonder Julie get to be spared, I think, from some of their news stuff because they should be. Because it's so, isn't it just depressing that when sometimes when you watch the news? I mean, you do it for
I don't
a
watch
live.
TV news.
Yeah,
ever.
See, now that's, and you're happier for it, aren't
yeah.
you?
I listen to, you know, 1080 KRLD. They're a news station, but that's, but, and then all morning long in Houston, I'm on a news station. So that's where I get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you sit there and watch television, it's like,
yeah.
It's terrible. It's like lousy reruns. It's like the Gomer Pyle issues or shows that never made it. And then you have to watch them again. By the way, somebody's calling in on their trivia, so that's good. We got that going. Well, I want to talk to you in a second about that because it's so draining. And I came across this passage in Exodus because I've been in Exodus, and it's a fun place to be. And after we take this call, I want to talk to you about it from a news point of view. But first, who do we have on the telephone?
Well, the name is Carmen.
I'm sorry, hello?
Yes, the name is Carmen.
Hi, Carmen, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you, sir.
Awesome, that's fantastic. Okay, so our big question for trivia, how many wives did Solomon have?
Okay, I'm taking a guess from memory here because I'm driving home from work. But I'm thinking it was 300.
Okay, now that was the concubines. What was the other number? Remember, he had so many wives and so many concubines. 300 was the concubines, so how many wives would he have?
Well, I only knew two of them, so okay. I guess I got that one wrong.
Okay, well, that's all right. Here's the thing. The thing is he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. 700.
I knew I had the 300 in my head, but the only concubines, the only wives I could think of was two.
That's all right, but here's the thing. Everybody says that Solomon was really wise. Do you think having 700 wives was a wise thing?
No, absolutely not. One man can barely handle one.
It's like, what is the matter with you? You're supposed to be smart. Walk into this, you know, right?
I mean, the wife can handle more husbands, but a husband can only handle one wife.
Yeah. I love it. I want to thank you for calling in. That was great. And I'm glad you took a guess at it because that means you were trying to figure it out. You didn't just look it up on the internet or something. So good for you.
Well,
I appreciate that.
I'm trying to walk you while I'm driving, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
On the phone. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, great job there. Because, look, that's hard to remember. In fact, for about 20 years, I used to say the opposite. I used to say he had 300 wives and 700 concubines because I could not imagine him having 700 wives. And then if you look at 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 3, it's 700 wives, 300 concubines. And you look at that and you go, what is wrong with that guy? There is no way. There's just forget it. I mean, my wife and I drain her. She drains me. We do it together because we love each other. Can you imagine 699 more of those? No. That's not including 300 concubines. Wise, there might be a few areas he was a little thin in. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to move on. It's too many jokes. I'm just going to move straight on. So anyway, I was watching the news for a few minutes, and like I said, a bad Gomer Pyle episode that never got aired or something. They're just, you know, everybody's accusing everybody of everything. What's even funnier now is on the news, they cover news people covering news. So now wait, let me get this straight, right? News is when news people cover the news and what they think about the news, now that's news. Okay, I know that our generation is really starving for creativity. And you can tell that because most of the movies they make are not original stories. They're just remakes from the last 30 or 40 years. But when the news people have to make the news in order to be the news, in order to create the news, in order to have news, so they can have something in their news, there's a problem. And the problem is tied into their leadership and to the governmental leadership. the government's leadership can be lacking. There are certain people in certain places that do a phenomenal job, and I think you could point to Scripture and look at Daniel and say he was well-placed in a very difficult administration under Nebuchadnezzar. But he was a good man, a man whose heart was towards the Lord, right? Here is the problem with our leadership, both in an entertainment factor, in a news factor, and in a political factor. It's all summed up in one question. Exodus chapter 5, verse 2. But Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and besides, I will not let Israel go." This one question tells you everything you got to know about political, media, entertainment leadership all across the board when they say this.
Well, who is the Lord?
Okay, there it is, right there. The reason they say, "Who is the Lord?" is because they don't know the Lord. And now these people are leading who don't know the Lord, and they're leading people who do know the Lord, and they're leading people down the toilet path because it's ridiculous that they don't know the Lord, and they're full of sin, and they don't care. And that was Pharaoh's attitude. I don't know the Lord, and I'm not letting Israel go. I don't care. Not me. No. And you think, well, Dave, you shouldn't talk like that. This is the reality check of Christianity in our society today. 50 years ago, it wasn't this bad. Now it's terrible. It's going to get worse. Unless the trumpet blows before this show is over, it's going to get worse. And the reality is they're all walking around going, "Who's the Lord? Who's the Lord? Who's the Lord?" None of them know. And these are the people that are leading our nation, not just the politicians, but the influencers. It's not just political parties. It's influencers, people on social media, people who have the opportunity to push other people, push the buttons on other people. It's absurd what you're seeing, but it's because they don't know God. And they're trying to lead in their own flesh. And this is what you get. You get this kind of mess. So there's two ways to approach it. We should be praying for all of our leadership and all of our influencers to be influenced by the Holy Spirit. We should be praying for all of them to get saved. And we should also be praying for discernment to know that when their leadership takes people in the wrong direction, we do not follow. If leadership leads you away from Christ, don't follow it. It's ridiculous. We serve the Lord. That's who we serve. Who is the Lord? I just want every person who's an influencer to answer that question. If they say the Lord is Jesus Christ, then okay, I'll be listening. But if they go, "Oh, I don't know who the Lord is," I'm bailing. I'm out. I'm just telling you. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Hopefully, Dr. John Pafford will be with us. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
Hot topics.
So listen to this. So Jesus in one passage says, "Judge not or you'll be judged." In another passage, he says, "Judge ye righteous judgment." That's the King James Version. I like the ye. Judge ye right. So there's two different judgments going on here. One's okay, one's not okay. Okay? How does that work? Again, one is a condemnation, the other an observation, an evaluation, and a determination.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Go to Facebook and type in David Spoon Media. You will see the new sign that's going on in the back of my car. Should be pretty cool. I think it'll be cool. All right, we are still waiting for Dr. John to reach out to us. So in the meantime, we will move forward on the show. This segment brought to you by Mr. Restore.
Come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
All right, the gang with Clint, Mr. Restore, the people that can help you with fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, all other restoration services all throughout Texas, all throughout Dallas, Fort Worth, Irving, Grapevine, Denton, everywhere, all the way north, south, east, and west. They offer 24/7 emergency service. Their website, MrRestore.com. That's Mr. M-R, Mer, Restore, so Mer, Restore.com. They do free evaluations, advanced drying techniques. They work with all insurance companies, A-plus rated, 50 years of experience, thousands of happy customers, family-owned and operated. And Clint's a great guy. Just going to just throw that out there because I had a chance to meet with him. We had coffee, and we talked about the faith. I love meeting with people and talking about the faith. Just one of the coolest things. You can reach them 877-631-7576. That's 877-631-7576 or their website, MrRestore.com. There you go. All right, so we have Dr. John's not on the phone with us, Dr. John Pefford, which I have a sneaky suspicion it might be a timing issue, which we are famous for. We are famous for having the wrong time and then trying to coordinate something. In the meantime, I'm going to share with you two things. One, I have another trivia question, but this is a tough one. This is a tough one, okay? I'm telling you right now, it's not easy. Here's the trivia question. Ready? Who was Onesimus? Who was Onesimus? That'll tell me how far in you've gone just word-wise, because that's not an easy question to answer. Who was Onesimus? If you know, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Here's what I want to do. I want to move forward, and I want to talk to you about a very intense, not a camping, but intense topic. I want to talk to you about life being a game. You think, okay, Dave, well, life is not a game. Depends. The question is, which game is your life? So for some people, their life is Sorry. Do you ever play the game Sorry? They're just always apologizing for everything. Just everything, no matter what they do. Okay? Other people play something like Chutes and Ladders, and they feel like every time they take a step up, they slide down. I'm going to tell you, as a Christian, what game you should be and what game you should be playing. Is that crazy? Yeah, it's a little goofy. All right? I'm telling you right now, you should be and you should play the game of Risk. R-I-S-K. In fact, there have been many fantastic leaders in the church that have defined faith as R-I-S-K. Let me tell you something. There's some of you right now who are listening, and you're on the fence regarding a decision that you're about to make. It's kind of the mugwump scenario. And you're on the fence, and you're like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I should do it. I don't know. Here's the problem for the Christian. Playing it safe means never getting out of the boat. Now, I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm not giving you investment advice. I'm not giving you health advice. I'm not giving you any advice that could adversely affect you other than the advice that as a Christian, if you were going to be in the boat when Jesus came out and not get out, you're playing it too safe as a person of faith. Peter got out of the boat. Peter is the only other person in human history that we're aware of that walked on water. And it says Peter walked, W-A-L-K-E-D, on the water. Getting out of the boat requires taking your leg and putting it over the side of the boat. I want you to just think about what Peter was going through. How the situation where Jesus is walking on the water and they're thinking it's a ghost. And they're already afraid. And Peter's like, well, if that's you, you know, let me come out there. A little bit of dispelling for people that don't think you can ask God to give you affirmation. Of course you can. People have asked for affirmation from the very beginning, Genesis on. But Jesus said, come on out. Water's fine. Peter had to take his body and get outside of the boat and onto the water. How much risk do you think there was? You think, well, he would just get wet. In that water, he would drown. He might potentially perish. But he did it anyway. He got out of the boat. And getting out of the boat requires faith. And God loves it when his people operate with faith. Without faith, Hebrews 11:6 says, it is impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. People will think, well, the way to please God is to live your life in such a way as to make sure everything gets paid on time, everything looks perfect, everything looks pretty, everything looks like it's the perfect, you know, quote-unquote American life, for the most part. And it's like, that is not impressive to the Lord. What's impressive to the Lord is, I forsake it all and follow you. That is the game of risk. Faith involves risk. Get this, you'll like this. Chickens don't play the game of risk. Don't be a chicken. And you think, well, Dave, that's not nice of you to call people chicken. I have done this in the good way and in the bad way many times. I have not stepped out in faith. I've stepped out in stupidity. I've stepped out in arrogance. I've stepped out in all these different ways. And there are times where I've actually stepped out in faith. When the Lord is in it and you are stepping out in faith with it, it is an entirely different process, and you get to walk on top of the water. I will tell you what happened. You don't have to believe it. You're not required. The day that I initially decided we are going to relocate from Arizona to California, I was certain that it was from the Lord. I mean, I was just sure. I can't explain it anymore. I was certain as anything else. Put the house up for sale. Guess what? Guess what the house did at that time? Did not sell. It didn't sell. So you can't go, you can't move then, right? You can't move, Dave, can you? Wrong. You can move. I did move. And let me just say this real quickly. On the day I was moving the stuff out in a U-Haul, I got two offers on the house, more than I had asked for. It's like, yeah, sometimes it just takes risk. Okay, what do we have?
Trivia.
Trivia! Okay, so this is for Onesimus. Awesome. Here we go. Who am I talking to? This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Rand Hangin.
I'm sorry, this is who?
Randall Hangin.
Okay, how you doing? Do make sure that
Here and getting along fine.
Okay. Well, make sure that your radio's down. Just want to make sure. So do you know who Onesimus was?
He was the slave of Philemon.
That is correct, sir. You are right. That is 100% correct. He was the slave of Philemon, and it is likely that he may have taken something. That's certainly the indication from the passage, and that he was returning back to Philemon under Paul's direction. And Paul said, receive. He went away as a servant. He came back as a brother forever. That is X. Did you know that immediately, or did you decide to, did you need to look it up a little bit?
When you said Onesimus, I'm remembering Philemon.
Yeah, that's it. You got it, brother.
I think worst hand.
Excellent job. Very, very good, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye. Excellent, excellent job. That was exact. You know what's so amazing is, because he could have said a lot of different things, that's exactly how I wanted it to be said, so I'm kind of like feeling blessed. It's like, yeah, he was a slave of Philemon. Bam! Nice job. Excellent job. I think that was his first time calling in, so that was cool. All right, so again, this risk thing, I just want to capitalize on it, and then we'll just kind of go to the next thing. So the day that I left for California, on the day, the real estate agent came in, and I said, what's going on? And she had two offers on the same day. I was able to pick. And you think, well, that's just crazy. Yep, that's risk. You think, you can't do stuff like that. You can, if you can believe, you can. Now, I'm not telling everybody to do all these kind of crazy things, but if the Lord's brought you to that point and you're trying to figure out whether you should get your foot out of the boat or not, I vote for go out of the boat. I know it's nuts, but sometimes it's fun to be nuts with God. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Okay. Good answer on the trivia. I'm really happy with that. All right. We're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go nowhere.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, yeah. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not... completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth. We got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you are welcome to send us an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. I have a feeling that the interview with Dr. John Paffer is probably my fault. I don't know. It's just easier to say that because I just have no idea. I probably either put the wrong date down or I'm good at that, you know. I'm telling you. This is what happens when you start going north of 40 with multiple kids. It's just all like downhill. That's where it goes. So I'll find out and get that squared away and we'll apologize appropriately. It's one of the things that I think I do pretty good is I say sorry. Quite often. Sometimes I play the game sorry more than risk, so I should probably do a better job of that, even my own self. I will say this, though, for those that listen to the show and you're thinking, gosh, that guy is so arrogant. You're right. Okay, just so you know, you're right. I am. And that's not an excuse. I'm working on it. And like my wife said, well, when are you going to, you know, kind of do better at it? You know what my response is? I'm working on it. So I'm working on it with the Lord. I don't do it perfect, but I'm working on it, you know. So if it comes off that way, I'm really not trying to offend you. I promise if I looked hard enough, I can find something to offend you about, but that's really not the one thing that it's supposed to be. I do want to say this. There are some people out there that get a chance to listen to the show, and I thank you for all the correspondence, all the emails. I got some really nice emails over the weekend and heading into the weekend, and it's just a blessing. That's probably as good as anything else that takes place for me. I do want to let you know sometimes we have financial challenges, and so we have our sponsors, and they try their best, and we want them to be blessed, but they can't spend money, you know, not getting any business. We understand how it works. And so we're praying about what the Lord wants us to do and how we want to approach it. That leads me into this, and that is something I find fascinating in Acts 22:10, which says this. This is Paul. He's rehashing his story about being on the road to Damascus and the Lord speaking to him. And here's what he says. He says in Acts chapter 22, verse 10, he says, "What shall I do, Lord?" In response to Jesus knocking him down and saying, "Appear, buddy," And he says, "Get up," the Lord said, "and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that you have been assigned to do." I love that. I relish that. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do. I have a friend, more than an acquaintance, not a deep friend, but a friend from the station, and the Lord was calling him into a city, and he was nervous, and he was like, "I don't know what to do because I don't know what I'm going to do there." And, we reviewed this passage together, and I said, I have this sense of when you get there, you know, you're going to know, or when you're en route, you're going to know what it is you're supposed to do. When he was going to the place, he ended up getting a job. It turned out that with his vacation from where he was at into his new job, he didn't miss a single day of employment. It was just like amazing. And so there are assignments for us, things that we are to do. I think the biggest challenge for Christians is to make sure you're in the right geographical place and then make sure you present yourself to the Lord to be used by the Lord. But here's the kick. Here's the thing I want you to – here's the spice. Here's the sauce. Ready? If you're looking for it. Do you feel like there's something more? Do you believe there's something more that you're supposed to do? Do you think there's more and you haven't got there yet? Or you just think it's either deeper or more, or there's another aspect, or there's something else? I'm not talking about dissatisfaction. I'm talking about a longing within you saying, "I think there's something else, something more, or something deeper, or something more profound that I need to be, you know, prepared for that, or I need to do that, or I need to." Let me explain to you that that feeling just doesn't come from, you know, the birds flying over your head. That you and I have assignments from the Lord. They might be small in our eyes, but they're never small in His eyes. Remember, He counts the number of hairs on our head. And we need to be aware that those assignments are stuff that we need to respond to. You can't respond to the assignment from the Lord if you're not going to present yourself to the Lord. And we need to present ourselves as vessels. If you want to read an entire chapter on presenting yourself to the Lord as a vessel, just read Romans chapter 6, the entire chapter. You'll find out that we are supposed to present ourselves to be used by the Lord on a regular, all the time basis. In fact, we are not supposed to be subject to sin, which has no authority in our lives, but to the Lord, who is Lord of our lives. And those of you that have this longing or a deepness, and I'm not talking about more of the Lord because you're going to get that. I mean, you're going to have more of the Lord, and that's a good thing to have, and you always want to go deeper in. But I'm talking about people that think there's something else I'm supposed to also be doing. There's more to it than you would identify with Paul, who Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, he says, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me." Now, you have to understand who wrote this. This is Paul, who's writing this, who's already done a tremendous amount of work. This is one of the prison epistles. The guy's in prison in Philippians, in the church of Philippi. And he's like, I want to take hold of that for which Jesus took hold of me. Any one of us would go, dude, you have done so much for the kingdom, right? Except in him, there was a more. And so he's like, you know, I have not already obtained it all. I just want to press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I want to seize that for which I was seized for the kingdom. Yes, it has to do with salvation, but it also has to do with ministry. It has to do with the work in the kingdom. And again, maybe the Lord's called you to an intercessory ministry, or maybe He's called you to be a greeter at the church, or maybe He's just called you to be an encourager, whatever that capacity is. If you know in your spirit, as you commune with God, there's something else, then ask the Lord to help you take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of you. It's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. And there's some of you that really need to go, hey, I'm not done. And that has a little bit to do with that getting out of the boat thing. So I see as the Holy Spirit kind of connects these that you just, it's these two were not planned to go this way, just to let you know. So it's having enough confidence or having enough trust in the Lord to get your leg outside of the boat. And then being aware that there's a purpose to that. God doesn't want to get you out of the boat, walk on water, just to be impressive to your friends. He wants you to do it to advance his kingdom and to be helpful to your brothers and sisters. And you got an assignment. You need to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of you for that assignment. If your entire life is simply about paying bills, you are definitely not living. Definitely. That's not living. I mean, that is not the purpose of life. You want to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of you. I mean, again, if an apostle who had written letter after letter and had encouraged churches and planted different churches and ministered to thousands upon thousands of people, if he could say in his life, man, I just want to take hold of that for which Jesus Christ took hold of me. If he could say that, so can you. So my encouragement is to be aware that sometimes you got to get your leg out of the boat and have a little faith. And sometimes you might think there's more to do, and there is, but you got to present yourself to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of you. I'm not directing you in anything specific. I'm directing you to the Lord. Go to him. Find out from him. Do what he desires. Fulfill his purposes. Take hold of that for which he took hold of you, period. Don't be manipulated by anybody. Just be obedient to your king. That's it. Okay? All right. That was fun. All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, he reached down and seen you.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.